Thomas and Skumba in the morning podcast.
So the kids, you know, come over to my place on a Wednesday, every Wednesday.
Sure.
So as soon as they walked in last night, first thing they always do when they get to my place, sanitize, Joe. Sanitize your hands. You've just been in a car, whatever. You're just coming in. Sanitize, sharp. As we were about to go to sleep, my daughter, 10 years old, is jumping on top of me and telling me a story about how at her school, her friend who sits right next to her, Leanne, had to go early from school because she said she wasn't feeling well. She was feeling very sick. And the school thinks that she's got COVID. So they called the parents to come pick up Leanne. And my daughter's laughing about it. But, oh, I hope my friend Leanne is fine.
Laughing in your face.
Not just on my face, like all over me. She's hugging me and telling me the story. And I'm going, oh my gosh, I wish the school had just told me that my daughter was sitting next to somebody who has, we think may have COVID, hasn't been tested, but has gone home. Please make sure you look after your daughter and yourselves as parents. Because now I'm sleeping next to my daughter thinking, should I be wearing a mask the whole night?
Damn.
And then so I wake up this morning, I see the numbers, sorry man, I see the numbers of 8,881 and 5,111 are from Gauteng in those numbers. It freaks me out, Joe, it's this close.
Do you feel that the school did you wrong by not informing you and you getting the message from your daughter?
The school knows how to get hold of me when the school fees haven't been paid. Mm-hmm. They know exactly how to get hold of me. I wish they had told me, listen, your daughter was sitting next to a girl we suspect may have COVID. She hasn't been tested, but please also look after your daughter and yourselves because you are the next point of contact. Like, give me that information.
But what if they are still waiting for results?
Okay. But in the meantime, give me a heads up.
So you felt, you felt.
Give me a heads up, Joe, that the child next door, sits next door to mine, has gone home early. We think she may have COVID. She's gone for a test. We'll let you know. Give me a heads up.
I feel what you're saying. And I feel like, I don't know if schools do that. I don't know if schools are quick to respond to cases like that. But I know when it comes to school fees, when it comes to money or money's owed and all those things,
bad reports. We need to speak to you, Mr. Msinga. And they know how to get hold of me. Never get bad reports on school fees. But the point is, you know what I mean.
But yeah, I hear exactly what you mean.
It's frustrating me. As we were saying earlier on, I hate the fact that my daughter's school didn't at least give me a heads up that the girl sitting next door to my daughter in class has left school early and they think that she may have COVID even though she hasn't been tested yet. I just wish that I was given a heads up because now I'm next to my daughter kissing her and loving her and not knowing then how she...
Exposed.
What, has she been exposed? She didn't say she's not feeling well. Mm-hmm. Now, but I really wish the school had, man. So this morning we're asking you, just from a school-parent relationship, how is the school handling things where your kids go to when it comes to COVID? Are they informing you with the numbers every time there is some sort of breakout? How's the communication skills? How are the kids, your kids, talking about COVID at your school? Are they coming back and telling you, like what my daughter did, said, oh, my friend left, I think she's not feeling well?
I feel like every school has a department of communication where they have the parents' numbers and everything if for a case of emergency.
Yeah.
I feel like writing a message on WhatsApp is not that hard, eh? Send a message, but this we are suspecting this thing. Please be on a lookout. Send. Done. How quickly is the school of Umtana Kaya Kona responding to cases like this? Do they even let you know? Do you even know what's happening in school when it comes to numbers of COVID?
Kaya, talk to us. You know the number 086-00-00959. The voice notes come through on 063-688-0959. On the socials, Kaya on 959 using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba.
Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.
Good morning, Thomas and Skumba. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for a great show. I'm with Skumba on this one, with New Zealand. When it comes to New Zealand, irregardless of their population, they were disciplined. They followed the rules. I remember at one time, I've got an uncle who lives there with his family. At one time, his wife called me, my aunt. She's like, "Ah, oh, your uncle is excited today because he's taking out the dustbin." That's how disciplined they were. They wouldn't leave the house. They would just roam around in their yard. Even to go to the grocery store, it was one person per family. And they followed the rules. It's either they would send their daughter or the wife, because preferably the woman would know what's needed in the house. And my uncle and his son would just be in the house.
Mina, guys, I'm owning a daycare center. We communicate with parents, sibazisa, and we also advise parents with if there's a child, if umntwana uyagula, please don't bring umntwana a crash. But the parents, they always lie. They'll say agana next, but during the day, umntwana uzokucaka, and then when you phone the parent, she'll be like, "Yeah, I saw her in the morning, ngathi akekho right," knowing very well ukuthi ulethe umntwana ogulayo, and she might infect other kids a crash. So the problem is abazali.
I'm worried about the fact that the numbers are crazy. You heard the numbers? Should I give them to you again?
It's 881.
881, I like how you've put it. And in Gauteng, it's
5111.
Ah, that's a number. Phone a low number and see what happens. 5111. Just in Gauteng. So, how's the school situation with your kids? Because a lot of kids are getting infected at the moment and schools are shutting down. But are they reporting things back to you, though, as a parent? How are you handling things? We get the calls on 086-000-0959. Let's go to Bafana quickly in Orange Farm. Bafana. Oh, Cham, what's happening with your child's kid?
What's happening at school? That's not my child. It's not my child. I'm working at the school as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we've got about 10 cases, positive cases reported there. But then these people, they're hiding it from us. You understand? We just hear it on the corridors. And then our old, what do you call this name? Donald Trump. Our Donald Trump there.
Mm-hmm.
He denies everything, and then we also heard that he is also positive. Mm. You understand?
So there's no communication at all?
There is no they don't communicate with us. They don't communicate with us. They must tell us not to come to work. Mina, I'm a driver then. I pick up kids from Orange Farm to the school.
Oh, but finally, you are at risk all the time. Thanks for the call.
What I was like, it's how people are honest on the whole thing.
Mm.
It's how honest people are. Like their voice note said, parents drop off kids that are sick here because they say no one's going to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
And we must understand it. But now you're putting my kid in risk.
Exactly.
And my kid comes back from home happy to see me, putting me at a risk. You come to work, you are with me. Like now this thing is a chain.
And that communication is not happening because it's a chain.
There is no communication. Can you imagine if, Thomas, you came to work this morning, you didn't tell us anything? No, it was too late and you came to the show. Oh, nice show, we leave.
Mm.
Why?
So unnecessary. But like you were saying, they asked those parents, for example, if my child is sick, who's going to look after my child? Keep your mask on. It's this balancing act that we don't know how to handle at the moment. Here's another voice note for you.
We love it in the morning. I mean, I'm grateful because my daughter's school, they send us emails immediately. I mean, even about 10, you'd get an email from the school telling you exactly what's going on. So we are in constant communication with the school. So, yeah, so that's one thing I'm grateful for.
That's all I'm asking for, my queen, just communication from the school. Mr. Jones, how are you doing? Mr. Jones.
Peter.
Right. Sharp, my darling man. What are you saying?
Hey, not gap it in the COVID. Was we fagela iole day?
Yeah.
Hey, Buffett.
And Auvanga Nix when I'm from Eskela, ne? Auvanga Nix, you didn't hear a word from his school when communication from the school.
I'm sorry, my guy. Really, really sorry. I hope your kid pulls through, and I hope the sister gets better.
The whole family, yeah.
Look, a seven-year-old, COVID. Seven-year-old.
Yes, this thing does not discriminate.
Imagine.
Before we hit the roads one more time, listen to this.
From my son's school, there's absolutely no communication regarding COVID, if they have any cases or what is happening. What happened is the previous week, we were told that we shouldn't bring the kids to school for a week. The school will be closed for a week. And when I asked my son what is happening, he told me that they said that they're decontaminating the school. Yet they hadn't communicated if they have any positive cases or what is happening.
We worried about our kids going to school, coming back to our homes with COVID. And we're not hearing much communication from our schools. Or maybe your child's school is communicating really nicely and you understand exactly what's happening. Let's find out from both sides of the fence. Give us a call on 086-000-0959. The voice notes, 063-6880-959. Let's start with the voice note.
Hi, Shem. Me and my kids go to a local primary school, Dogozwin Primary School. Ankazi never. Uthi ne case. Or school is a family gate. Or ama numbers are teeny. Nothing, nada, zilch. I'm guessing never next. And the sad part is when they have announcement, they post them on Facebook. I mean, bangaki, Facebook, zero, or maybe half, or maybe quarter. They don't even know what Facebook is. We don't receive SMSs, mabanama meeting, you know, see Venice's or Mugutu, Umuni, Begabono, Facebook, which is called a meeting and whatnot. Footless category, we locked down last year, isn't a busy worse. Baby, I'm a meeting in Singaboni and stuff, and so. Oh, yeah, so mabahluleke ukusinforma ngentezilula njengama-meeting and whatnot. Bazositshela kanjani ngentesirus kanje i-COVID. Bazositshela kanjani. So, yeah, that's my opinion. Futhi nje le ndaba ivele nje inkwadisi.
We completely understand. Sonke cho. We understand why you are anonymous, because you're a teacher. But what's your story?
Yes, you're a teacher, Skumba no Thomas, man.
Chapman, yeah.
Chapman.
Chapman.
So I want to give a scenario. Yeah? So on this particular day, so usually when a child comes into school, their temperatures will be taken even when they go home. Magafiga explain umto na mega right. Ntambamba mama. So we take the temperature again. So the teacher in that class realized that his temperature was high. I'm tired about missing a party, but no, I'm going to cool off again. And that's, I think they did that happened about twice or thrice, but still the temperature was high. So they called the mother and they said, no, this is the situation. The mother said, no, I'll take the child to the doctor. Mama, this is the second case from that school that I know about. So the thing is sometimes, and the teacher made follow up, you know, Wuti, what are the results of Lomtwana Oye that doctor? The mother said, no, ama results are all of it. So I'm saying sometimes, nabazali nabo, they are not honest in terms of feedback from the doctors, Wuti, Umtwana who tested positive.
Yeah.
And even with, when the doctor said, tested positive. We don't know about the child. Who's the child? You know, so parents as well need to be coming with information to us. With umntwana wami in this class tested positive, but we don't get that information.
Thanks a lot, teacher.
Thank you very much, Manir.
But like we spoke about earlier, umntwana uyagula, ne? I hear from the doctor, who's going to look after my child if I don't take them to school?
But now you're shifting blame to me.
I hear you, but this is the reality, though.
And I can't lose my job because I need to take care of my kids.
Masami, sit deep gloof. Hello, Mbali. How are you this morning?
I'm good and you, Thomas. I'm so touched with the subject.
We're listening. What do you have to say, my queen?
My child goes to a special school in Lindhurst, eh?
Mm.
The the school didn't inform us that there's 10 cases there, COVID. Only that at late, later on at night when I was leaving, the teacher called me. She's a friend of mine. She said, don't bring the child to school because Unama cases are COVID. But still, Nama Javara shares what was going on.
So if when you were not friends with the teacher, you had not known, Naman?
I had not known. And Naman, luckily I'm on leave, so the child is with me at home. I was considered as I'm a special school cases. They do all those things. They forget what they have to put on my mask. But they don't inform us.
And so that's the problem, Bailey. It's the information.
Yes. We don't get information, nothing.
So sorry, man. Bali, we appreciate the call, though. Thank you for sharing, my queen. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Thomas and Kumba.
Morning.
Morning, how are you? You're speaking to Patricia. My daughter, when she's attending school,
yeah,
they are taking them in the morning every day. But now, there was a week whereby we got SMS that there were kids who had COVID. But they are hiding it. They were saying, don't listen to the rumors. There are no kids who are having COVID.
No.
And then one other thing, we as adults, what I'm seeing, it's shocking. Yesterday I was at the mall. At this mall, there was no sanitizer at the entrance. And I asked the security guard, you could see that I'm in epilepsy. I asked him where the sanitizer, he said, the canister is damaged. There was nothing done about it. And it was in the afternoon, about 4.
Oh, Patricia, I can't believe now even in malls, like, we're struggling to get sanitizers. Thanks a lot for sharing your story about what's happening at schools, though, my queen.
You go to a mall, you left your kids at home, you come back, and mall and have sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
No, 8,881, I'm going to say this until the show ends. 8,000 cases. 8,881.
Good morning, guys. Great show. I mean, at my kids' school, I'm very impressed. The SGB, together with my school teachers and the principal, Baba Mbisene, last week there was a case where parents would send kids bagula, and they sent us communication to say, please, ninga send umntwana noma ngasiniza. Just call in and say umntwana uyasiniza, umyekele for the day, and then umthumele tomorrow. And then there was a lot of them now, beza basiniza, and then there was a case where umntwana abuzwa ukuthi awena ngathi awukho right, athi hayi tested for COVID. No, mama, I'm tested positive for COVID. The whole school was shut down. The same time, the department was called to come and sanitize. Kids were not at school for 2 days trying to sort that. So Eastern School of the Arts, Siyabonga, there's communication and they keep us on the loop.
On the streets, on the air.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
On Kaya 959.
Let's go to Emsebenzini. How things at your work situation? Are you finding out about your colleagues being positive? And what's happening? Is there good communication? Okay, talking about communicating, what are you saying in this voice note?
Good morning, Thomas and Skumba. I'm a teacher. Well, all I can say about our parents is that they don't care about their kids' health. They bring kids to school showing symptoms. And even if at school we pick up that this child is showing serious symptoms, they don't care. You will find you call the parent around 8 to come and fetch their child because this child is showing symptoms. The parent will come around 2, imagine, when the school is out. So parents, they don't care. I don't know. They just feel like, hey, if the kids are at school are safe, of which they are not safe, and we must work together with regard to this pandemic.
Tweets. Tweeting us using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba. Now our Twitter handle is Kaya on 959. Unomas says, my son tested positive and I in turn tested positive and later admitted in hospital. But the school was so supportive and the communication was tops. Even the parents of the child that gave him COVID was supportive. I couldn't even be angrier because everyone was just being supportive.
You're just joining us. We are talking about how the communication is between you and your child's school when it comes to COVID. Good communication, bad communication. What are the numbers looking like at your child's school? We'll talk about the work situation as well.
Here at work, Gay Fanelanjana says, following to tell you the truth, I raised at work, and I told them, look, the numbers are rising, and what can we do about it? Because the first lockdown, you stopped us kutisinga emsebenzini just on my number before we even got to 1,000. But now we are on 5,000. That was last week, mind you. Last week we were on 5,000, remember? That was last week. We're on 5,000 now. Just to cap it, can we just not come to work until everything is sorted, or go back to, silimit bantabazayo per department? Manager, what's here? Sanitize the desk, like a figure, keep your social distancing. Lalela, take care of yourself.
Comment, send a voice note to 063-688-0959.
COVID's got us talking this morning, right? Listen to this voice note.
My daughter's school actually tells me about cases or kids who have tested positive, but they always state that the child hasn't been to school since a particular day. There was a child in my daughter's class who tested positive, but they keep us well informed and they tell us, if the child was sitting next to who, if it's your child or whatever the case is. But I don't think they did you justice, Mr. Thomas, by not telling you. That's very negligent of the school. As much as we know that coronavirus is not really for kids, but kids are testing positive. But you see, you were kissing and hugging your daughter. So irresponsible of the school. Thank you. I love your show.
Thanks for sharing, my queen. Yep, we love it in the morning. Okay, that voice note came through on 063-688-0959. You're calling us all on 086-000-0959. Let's go to Anonymous. You're a teacher, Anonymous.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yasmin, I've got a concern. Yesterday, we had a briefing, and we realized that our principal was not okay. Okay, wash okay, Uti, like she's not feeling okay. Mm. She has a headache. And what's my mom tester? Mabam cheka labantu laba aba cheka yo bamthula ukuthi temperature yakhe high. Ngambuza ngathi mina why in front of the whole staff, ngathi why are you not going home?
Yeah.
Ngoba uqeda ukushela ngale zinto ze COVID right now ukuthi if ukuthi ugula fanele ekhaya and uzothelela abanye abantu. She said, no, it's just a headache and is about right the temperature. All of a sudden, unathi la uawe ukuthi yagula. And I'm going to say that we are Puma. After some few hours, ulele moteni. Ngitshele one of my colleagues ukuthi simtshelile sathi makahambe aye ekhaya.
Engine, yeah.
As I added, right? Because the temperature yakhe is high, they 45 degrees.
45?
Yes.
What?
And I'm going to say that, of course, we had a meeting. Thank you to you, actually. See, I'm going to office like it because finally, we virtual meeting.
You know, 45 is so dangerous.
And it's like, why am I here? Why am I not going home?
Oh my God,
the whole principal.
You.
Like, this is the lead.
Leadership, no?
Leader! Ah, oh, come on, people.
Sure. Listen to this one.
Thomas, I'm so sorry, but I can feel what you say. We're facing the very same problem at Thistle Grove Kinross. You know those teachers there, the principal, the HOT, nobody cares. They don't even communicate with you. Even anything that can happen, they don't even communicate with you. The only communication they have with you is when they send you a statement that, you know what, your school fees is overdue.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about last when we started this lockdown thing, when they said kids will be coming like partially. You know what, we had to dig on Facebook to find out, when is my child going to school? Oh. Does somebody know when my child is going to school? They don't communicate to us. They don't.
It's so frustrating. Just before we get to our 7:30 bulletin, let's go to Rudapur quickly and say hi to Mamuhau. How are you?
Hi.
What's your story?
No, it's that my daughter goes to Krugersdorp High School, and the school is quite good in communication.
Oh.
Right now, they're in shutdown because of some cases that was developed. And what they also do is that because they've got a boarding, they test all the kids at boarding first before releasing them to go home.
Mm.
So yesterday we got my daughter's results. She tested negative and I was informed to collect her from school. But they sent out communication. The grade head sent WhatsApp messages, emails, SMSs and so on. And they even send out the electronic newsletter. They update the DS6 also with regards to that. So their communication is excellent.
I just wonder why other schools are not like that.
We all deserve that.
We all deserve great communication. We all deserve to know temperatures of our kids. With my last one, because it's a crash, but they tell you the temperature when you fetch him,
yeah,
and you tell them the temperature when you bring him.
Sure.
Oh.
Yes. And it's that open.
Yeah.
There's messages. With my son and my daughter, I've never received anything. Like next Luto.
It's called in Sabu.
That has anything to do with COVID.
Since day one.
Thomas, it's next.
Okay. So we need to find proper answers, right? Because we're concerned with our kids, what's happening at the moment with the COVID numbers.
Mm.
Okay, I think we've got someone. Gauteng Department of Education spokesperson Steve Mabona. How are you, Steve? Are you well this morning, my brother?
Good morning, Tom and Skumba and the team and our listeners.
Shasha Brasdev.
We worried because we've been getting calls from the Kaya family talking about there's no communications in a lot of schools when it comes to numbers and kids getting infected. What is the process at the moment?
Well, it will be irresponsible of a school not to interact with the parent body when they have cases, because we have standard operating procedures. They know if there's a case, they need to inform the school community, because parents will then be anxious to say, how are you managing? So schools need to be open and interact, because they also need to interact with the district office, where we will then be working very closely with the schools to say Department of Health officials and our officials visit the school and assess, because to a certain extent there are schools that need to be closed because of the number of cases that are reported on the day. But there are those that would not be recommended to close, because probably it will be one or two cases, and then maybe one class or the two, they are affected. So we work very closely in that manner.
And in regard with parents knowing very well what they are not getting help or any communication from the school, where do they go? Because obviously they are not getting communication from the school. Where do they go maybe to get more clarity in things? Maybe like right now, Thomas is the reason why we're talking about it, because Thomas realized that there's a case. Maybe there might be a case at school, and the kid might have contacted someone that might have COVID, and the school didn't say anything. So where does Thomas go? Does Thomas go back to the school? Does Thomas send an email to the school? Or Thomas goes straight to Mr. Steve Mabon?
No, Thomas can go to the district. Each and every school will be attached to a district. But if they are not sure, then we can give them a toll-free number. Our number is 0800-000-789.
What's the number again?
Mm-hmm. 0800-000-789. If they are not sure of their district, then the call center will be in a position to, provide the contact details of the district. They reported the district. The district will then interact with the school. But our schools are reporting. It's just that some parents will want a school to close, and some educators as well. If there's one or two cases, they will feel that they want the school to close, and we cannot afford that. We have lost so much curriculum time, Thomas and Skumba. We really need to recover the time lost. So each and every opportunity we get, we want to make sure that in the classroom there's progress on teaching and learning. So that's why we are wary of closing schools. Hence, there's a recommendation that when we open for term 3, all primary school learners will have to come back, because they need constant supervision. They need an educator to be in front of them and remind them. They cannot afford to be rotating and going 2 days a week, and the other week they go 3 days. Mm. It's not working for them.
Thank you for your time, my brother.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.